What's going on, everybody? This is your boy King Lex here, coming to you live on a nice sunny Monday morning. It's 8:14 around here up in Florida, Gainesville, Florida, and this is the KingCast, formerly known as the King of Blur Style Wrestling Podcast. I had to change the format up a little bit, I had to change little things around, so now, not only will we be covering pro wrestling, we'll be covering everything, different things of culture, comic books, media, social media, all different things, all different topics and stuff. We won't just be covering one facet. I had to realize something in my absence, that I'm a fan of a lot of different things other than pro wrestling. So I couldn't keep myself confined to one space, one box, so if you will. So I had to change my format around, and I came. King of Wrestling, King of Blur Style Wrestling Podcast is now officially the KingCast. Plus, it's a little easier to call a shorter title than a longer title. That's a lot of words. So, excuse me. Got my coffee here. You know, excuse me. As you can see, I got a little bit of the bubbles. got a lot of coffee going on right now. It's the first thing in the morning. I always get myself started up with coffee. This coffee here is a little water, so I got that water on me today. You know what I'm saying? I got that water. Just a little bit of that coffee, you know what I'm saying? Get me started, get me going, you know what I'm saying? But we're here. It's the KingCast. Going ahead and cover some stuff. Going forward, next week, we'll be covering more information, different topics and stuff. Today's episode, we'll mainly be covering pro wrestling for the final time in its own separate form. So, just basically going into it, you know, this is a huge, ginormous week for pro wrestling. Not just for the fans, but for the wrestlers as well. Men and women who put their bodies on the line for us each and every day. This is a big moment for them. Step up now. A lot of people are going around speculating things, saying that there's a war going around. There's going to be a war going on in pro wrestling. Only if you make it. As a fan who's been watching pro wrestling so long, I've been watching pro wrestling maybe since I was about 3-4 years old. I'm 32 now, so that I do math in my own time. That's a long time. I've seen different things come and go. I was there for the Monday Night Wars. I actually remember on my parents' big screen. My parents had picture in picture on the big screen, so I would have one channel on USA. The other channel on TNT, so I'd be able to watch each show go back and forth. And whenever there's a commercial break, I just switch it over and just watch that, watch whatever else was on before the commercial break was over and go back to either Raw or to the Nitro. That was my way of being able to enjoy both instead of being war. I knew it was a pro wrestling war even when I was a kid. I could tell from fans, friends. Some friends like WWF, some friends like WCW, like NWO, some friends like DX, some friends like Stone Cold, some friends like Goldberg and World of Four Horsemen, some people like Sting, some people like The Undertaker and Mankind. You know, it was a mixed bag. Me, I loved everything. That's how I still see it today. I don't see there being a pro wrestling war. I just see it as more exposure for these guys, for these men and women out here to do the thing. I see it as more exposure for us as fans to be able to enjoy. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out now right now, and the market is technically, it's a little oversaturated right now, because we have so many things going on, especially on one week's time. We have Monday, we have the new season of Raw, you know, we also have Tuesday, I believe we still might, I don't know, Tuesday has 205 Live anymore. Going forward with the new format, you know, with Raw and SmackDown being on Fridays, but I believe 205 might still be on Tuesdays. Also, Wednesdays, you have AEW now, and we have NXT finally going to its full 2 hours on USA, not just 1 hour USA, 1 hour on the network, full 2 hours on USA. Now they can compete head-to-head with AEW. Now, yeah, as far as that, there is competition. But as far as it being a pro wrestling war, let's not make it that, because in today's current fandom, fans go all out, no pun intended, for their promotions that they favor, for their fans that they favor, quote-unquote stands, if you will. I necessarily don't really like the term, don't care for the term. Knowing the actual story of what a stan really is, remembering the Eminem song, you don't want to be a stan, you don't want to be one of those people who are out here being overly dramatic about somebody you don't really know. Granted, they put their lives on the line for us, and they do something special for you, your own personal memories, your own personal story. It helps with whatever you got going on. At the same time, let's be out here respectful to the men that are putting their bodies on the line for us. Let's be respectful to each other. Yeah, it's cool to be fans, it's cool to talk trash, because we're fans. It's how it is in sports in general. Football, baseball, basketball, teams. You know, fans, people are fans of teams, people are fans of players, and they talk trash back and forth. That's how it goes. But let's not get to a point where we're threatening people, fans, threatening wrestlers, to the point where they're quitting social media or quitting Twitter. We're all adults now. You know, we're all at the age where we know what to say on the internet and what not to say on the internet. Especially in today's society, we already know those consequences behind what you say and what you don't and what you do. So use the same energy, keep that same energy when it's yourself. That's all there is, you know. There's no really no pro wrestling war right now. It's terms of putting on a better performance and putting on a better show, everybody wins. You know, everybody gets their exposure right now. Now with NXT going 2 hours and being cable network, whichever one USA is, I can't really remember right now, and I haven't copy yet. But they put on that platform on television now instead of the network where it's only seen by a certain demographic of wrestling fans who can actually even afford to the network, you know. This is great for them because you have guys who are out here on the house show circuit now finally able to get pushed up and being able to be exposed to the rest of us out here, the rest of the fans who aren't able to make it to house shows or who are able to make it, you know, to the pre-shows or to, you know, the pre-tapings and stuff. We're able to see these guys, these men and women out here wrestling. So it's good to see them finally get their exposure too, as well, for their character, for them to be put on this platform. So it's awesome. AEW as well. I don't necessarily talk about AEW as much, and I have my own reasons. I guess this is my podcast. This is the part that I guess I can go ahead and explain to you my reasons for it. It's a lot of the negative fan outcries that draw me away from it. A lot of the I guess you could say, quote unquote, we're going to quote unquote, because a lot of people don't know if it's a work or it's real or it's a shoot. You know, the interviews that they have where they slander back and forth about WWE, I'm not for that. As a pro wrestling fan, it feels like watching your mom and dad argue. And as a parent, and as, you know, a spouse, I don't like doing that in front of my kids. You know, I have a disagreement with my wife. So I don't like seeing that from a pro wrestling standpoint as a fan also. I don't want to see this back and forth in terms of negativity, because now in this day and age, we have too many people out here who rally behind things and jump on bandwagons, and then they'll come up and they'll start being just as rabid as the comments were, or they'll misconstrue the comments and think it's more than what it is. So you can't have that type of stuff in today's society, you know. You gotta kind of choose what you say. That's the only thing that's keeping me at AEW is headed. It's in terms of what they're saying, to hype themselves up, they're going about it the wrong direction to get exposure. And I feel like that's going to hurt them, because if they don't come through and they don't promise, because me personally, I've seen all of their pay-per-views. I've had a chance to scope out all of their AEW pay-per-views, and I'm not gonna walk on eggshells. They were okay. They weren't great. They weren't amazing. They weren't the greatest thing in sports entertainment, because there's plenty more promotions out here who are doing just the same thing as they are, who need just the same amount of exposure. So I didn't really see nothing too different from what I've seen before. It's just now a different platform. And honestly, when I see the hype, I see the same hype and the same rallying for the, you know, the imminent death of WWE when I saw Lucha Underground 3 or 4 years ago. Lucha Underground first started, and it got television time, and it was so awesome. It was the greatest. It was amazing. It was amazing wrestling. You know, granted, a lot of the sound effects and stuff over the top, and this little extra bone snaps and finger snaps and kicks and stuff were way too loud. And, you know, the sound quality. But the story was amazing. The wrestlers, some of the wrestlers now we have in WWE Impact, you know those guys from Lucha Underground. I saw this same hype and the same call from the death of WWE when Lucha Underground first started. Now Lucha Underground is really no more because we haven't heard anything about a new season. You know, people have left and right, wanting out the contracts. So there's no talk of Lucha Underground. Lucha Underground just slowly faded out. No one's really rallying for it to come back. No one of the fans kind of have left it and forgot about it and went on to the next new thing. And that's how I see this. I see it being in the same vein of Lucha Underground, where people are going to be in love with this thing for a good 2-3 years. And then if something happens to it, which we don't want anything bad to happen to the company, we want wrestling to thrive for every aspect. We want wrestling to succeed in every aspect. But I'm just saying, from a logistical standpoint, if something happens to the company, they don't make as much money as they do, which can't generate as much success as they thought they would. Over time, it can end up like Lucha Underground, and fans will go on to something the next thing. And that's where I feel where it's going at. And they continue to keep bringing these rabid fans who only want death of one thing to build on the other thing. That's not a good, you know, fan base to have. That's the rally behind it. That's kind of the same vein of who we have in the office right now, you know what I'm saying? It's like in a similar fashion. And I'm not really going into that this morning. Like I said, I'll cover anything else other than wrestling next week. But it's just a little example of putting. You know, I've also said it, like, when AEW first appeared, it's like watching a relationship with a cheating spouse. That cheating spouse goes on to that young, hot thing. Cheating spouse is the fans. You know what I'm saying? The new thing is whatever brand promotion is out. The person they've been faithful to them for years. You know, even though they've had some mess ups, they did some things wrong. You know, they've put some people out of their lives they probably shouldn't have had. You know, things of that nature, life things that we go through as human beings. But you're tired of it. Now you're going to go on to the next new thing because they promise so much more. But when you don't realize it, it's really the same thing. It's just younger and fresher. But they still have some of the same aspects. Now, you go to that. Thinking of that, you know? If you get in a relationship with someone who cheats on you, and you get married to them, what's to say they're going to cheat and go to somebody else either? The next new hot thing. It's going to be a revolving circle. It's the same way with these fan bases. You know, they'll go to the next thing, and they'll hop on to the next thing, and hop on to the next thing, and leave the thing that they used to like behind to let it just die off. But we're not going to do that with WWE. WWE can't do it because it's been around for too long for itself to even cancel itself out. You know, WWE has had too much of a long history for someone just to come in with 3 pay-per-views. Take it out of the game. That's definitely not it. That's why I also say there's not a wrestling war. There's not a wrestling war because in a war, you only have two parties at war. You know, or you'll have a party, you know, they're joining sides, you know, and the other joining sides, opposition, you know, against each other. But you won't really see more than two. Things at war against, so you want to see 5 people at war right now. Like, you got this country at war with this country, but they're also at war with this country, but they're at war with this country, and this war is country, this country's at war with this country too. It's all in the same circle, everybody's at war with each other. There's no war, that's not possible. And that's the thing, there's more than AEW out here to be alternate to WWE. You have your Chikaras, you have your Ring of Honor, you have your Impact, you have your Triple A's, you have your New Japan's, you have your MLW's. You have Fest Wrestling, you have Progress Wrestling, you have, you know, Beyond Wrestling, you have Black Label, you have Shimmer, you have Noah, you have Dragon Gate, you have all these different promotions. I'm just going off the top of my head. There's more than just that. You have the NWA coming that came back a few years ago, doing their thing right now as well, making a resurgence. You have so many different promotions out right now that you can choose from, where it's not just those two. And I think a lot of pro wrestlers have said this. I think this has been said so many times on Twitter, Facebook, wherever you, if you get your pro wrestling news from, you see it in the boards. I'm not the only person that says that. There is not a war. You have the freedom to choose whatever you want to watch. If you want to watch everything and overcapacity and overfill your brain with pro wrestling knowledge, go right ahead. You just want to sit there and be a one-trick pony and just watch one thing, that's cool for you too. But that's what you only can, you know, can compute in your head right now. It's just one promotion right now at a time. If you only watch one right now, and that's totally fine. No one is faulting you for that. And that's the problem we have with the fan base, that we're faulting each other for liking the same stuff. Either way, they all are fans of pro wrestling. And I'm not trying to use this word because it's overused word, it's like toxic. Let's try not to use toxic behavior anymore, because we already have this stigma on us as pro wrestling fans that we're rude, that we're unintelligent, that we're hillbilly trash. No, man, let's break that cycle, let's break that stigma, let's start becoming up, let's show these other fan bases and other parts of media culture, pop culture, fans, the right way to be a fan. Let's set the bar, let's set the example, let's set the bar and raise that joke to the highest point, to where someone has to try to reach it and grab it, and they prove that they are the people that we, that we're better, we're humans, that we are a great society. You know, enough is enough with all the negativity. I've covered so much, I've rambled on and on. But yeah, it's so much pro wrestling out right now for us to enjoy. And this is going to be a great week for pro wrestling. I love it. I love that we get to choose so much. We got a draft coming up. We got Hell in a Cell coming up. Full Gear, I think, is what AEW's pay-per-view is called. Next pay-per-view is called, I believe. Something around that lines. Full Gear, Full Throttle, something. I can't remember right now. But they got their pay-per-view coming up, you know. You just had War Chamber on W's pay-per-view, which is really good. And I miss that they can't, I'm mad that they can't do War Games anymore, because now it's WWE's intellectual property. But, you know, Dusty had his hand in a lot of different promotions over the years. And I feel like it's kind of unfair to MLW that they can't get that, can't get War Games going. And make it seem like NXT kind of patting and rebranding the War Games, even though I liked MLW's War Games a lot more than I liked WWE's War Game. The first War Games that ended up, well, I guess not the first War Games they did, the first new War Games that they did. I really enjoyed it. It was one of the Death Machines versus, I want to say, Filthy Tom was on the team, Cody Brazil was on the team. Such a refreshing thing for Simon Grimm, because for me, when he got in the indies, he still seemed like he was just kind of stuck with his character. He didn't really have a character, so he just got out to fight as everybody in indies and pro wrestling. You have a guy that wants to just fight and be a bruiser, you know? But now for him to be a part of this gimmick, using that fighting style for a cause and having a reasoning behind it is really awesome. Kuros, I think that's the other guy's name. seen much of him. I don't know what promotion he's from. Joseph Samael, he seems like a really awesome wrestler. I haven't seen too much of him outside of contract, but he plays a phenomenal heel so well. He's so good at being heel that I don't want to see him in any other work other than being heel. Of course, we have Jacob Fatu, who's just a beast. When I see him, I see so much of Umaga to the next level. And Jacob Fatu is so crazy. He's so good. And I just want big things for all these guys. I want big things for everybody in pro wrestling. Everybody to do exceptionally well. This is their year. You know, we have 3 more months left in the year. And I believe this is the year of pro wrestling. 2020 will be the year of pro wrestling, and so forth and so on. Pro wrestling is starting to make a comeback now. And we're definitely rising in the ranks. But more than just one group of fans, it's starting to extend further than just that. And you have to thank WWE for that, you know, because at the end of the day, they're the pop culture in Disney of pro wrestling. They're the ones who bring the pop culture straight to us. And then we get to them. We get they, since WWE, we as fans too, we get to be the benefits of being fans of pop culture phenomena such as pro wrestling. And I love it, man. I enjoy it so much. And it's awesome. There's nothing more I can really say. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited for what this week brings. I don't think there's gonna. I don't call it a war. I call it a gathering of like minds, a gathering of fans of a great sport. We all get to sit around the TV this week and enjoy pro wrestling like we did when we were kids. It's so awesome. SmackDown is gonna be refreshed. Raw is gonna be refreshed. You got NXT, which is so great right now. You got AEW coming into its own, becoming, you know, starting this thing out. This is all these pay-per-views, BTE, all led to this moment. And for them, that's great. That's awesome. And it's a great time to be a wrestling fan. And then we also got other news as well. Excuse me. There's a possibility that John Morrison might be getting re-signed to WWE. That's freaking awesome, man. I love John Morrison, Johnny Nitro, Johnny Mundo, Johnny Impact, John Hennigan, whatever you want to call him. I love him. He's such an awesome dude in the ring. And I'm glad to see that he may be getting a shot back in WWE. What I would like to see from that, and I know this might be quote-unquote setback for him, but as fans, a lot of fans probably agree with me. I would love to see him and The Miz get back to being the dirt sheet again. That was such a great tag team, and I feel like their run was so was short in the show, and they broke them off too quickly to elevate one the other one when they both weren't ready to really be some of those guys again. Even though John Morrison already was a champion before Miz was, you know, it was good to see them in that form. I always thought, you know, they're such a great tag team. They matched well together. Their promos were awesome. Their segments were so funny. I enjoyed it, man. And I would just hope to see them now as seasoned veterans, these guys who have been established now. You got The Miz who's over here about to beat Jericho's record for IC champion. One of the best IC champions in this generation. Multiple U.S. champion. Former WWE champion. Money in the Bank. You have your own reality TV show. And then you have John Morrison, who won. You know, he didn't have that great of a WWE career after he broke away from it. It was kind of short-lived. I think he may have won IC title, US title, whatever. He had a feud with R-Truth, and it's kind of when kind of after that, he had a feud with Miz again. And he was kind of, yeah. You know, John Morrison definitely was a great heel, especially when he went over to Lucha Underground. Winning all the championships in AAA, basically being Impact X Division champion, Impact World champion, just going around the world honing his craft and getting so much better in the ring. He's such a different person from when he was John Morrison then. So to see him come back is awesome. It's great to see a lot of these young guys who are getting their start in WWE, who are in WWE for a good while, comeback now, totally different. Like Drew McIntyre, you know, Jinder Mahal, even, you know, those are great success stories of guys who left the company, got themselves back on track, got themselves, you know, changed their moveset, and changed themselves up a bit, got themselves right, came back, and they got chances, second chances. Bobby Lashley, another example too. Bobby Lashley had an awesome career when he first started in WWE. Then he left, went to go to MMA. He was amazing MMA. Went to Impact, one of the best Impact World Champions of all time. You know, had great matches with Kurt Angle. Had some great phenomenal matches in Impact. Now he's back and he's kind of really been on the same track. He's on the IC title, but it really wasn't that great of a run. I see more from Bobby Lashley. Shelton Benjamin is another person too. I feel like he left, became great. He became IWGP Intercontinental Champion in Japan. Tag Team Champions. Tag Team Champions are an honor. Tag Team Champions all around the world, winning championships, coming back. Still has got his shot in WWE Championship. So you have wrestlers, you know, it could end up either way. Guys who come back, who've been gone for so long, you know, who are established themselves, come back to be the veterans. You know, should have pushes. Or you could be that guy who comes back to be a big fanfare and have that push. And I honestly see John Morrison going that route. Just because he's been on top for so long now. I see him not getting any lower than mid-card championships, but still being in that world title scene as well now. He's definitely talked about in the world title scene when it comes to WWE. Whether it be in NXT, whether it be on Raw, whether it be on SmackDown or Fox, I see it being a great thing for John Morrison to reinvent his character also. Could be a great gimmick change for John Morrison. He established himself. So it's definitely worth it. Hopefully we can see maybe his wife Taya Valkyrie one day in WWE following behind him. She would definitely be adding a one WWE Women's Championship to her belt. It would be so amazing for her as well. It's a win-win situation for everybody. So we got talks with Michelle McCool re-signing with WWE. You know, that ain't gonna be nobody but The Undertaker. So that was awesome right there too. Michelle McCool was one of the longest reigning Divas champions, Women's champions. She was co-Women's champion. She had a great run in WWE. She was a great wrestler. Had a great heel gimmick. And I think for her to come back as a veteran would be so really awesome. It'd be cool to see her in a match against Charlotte. Last time I saw Michelle McCool, I think it was in the Women's Battle Royal. It must have been a while. And I didn't really see too much from her. But she held her own. She looked good still. She looked phenomenal. After being gone for so long, to be a wife and a mother, and not really doing too much in the ring, and I'll probably won't take it, probably maybe like trying to step in the ring a little bit. Wrestlers never really have too much ring rust. They have ring rust, but they don't have too much ring rust. They still practice every once in a while. They still get that bug, and they still want to at least go out, find a ring, and train up a little bit. But it's good to see her coming back as well, man. Hopefully that brings hopes for other wrestlers down the line to return back to WWE, because a lot of these guys are still in their 30s, early 30s. Some guys are up in their 40s, but still have time on their schedule. You know, seeing Ken Shamrock come back to Impact is freaking awesome. Ken Shamrock is in such great shape, man. And to see him coming back, it's going to be fun. Seeing him who's going at it. I'm ready for that match. Yeah, man. Shit, we got Impact too. We got Impact. We got Ring of Honor. We got so much stuff on TV this week that you can't. I believe Impact is on Tuesdays now also. I think Impact is on Tuesdays. Mondays or Tuesdays or something like that. On Access. So it's good to see so much. Shout out to my fans, shout out to all my kings and queens out there, y'all are awesome. Like I said, man, it's been a while. This is a brand new episode. It's been about maybe 6 months since I've recorded a new episode. Just had some time off just to get myself right, get myself refocused on this podcast, get changed the format, short episode. It was a short 30-minute episode. Not going too long. Not bothering too long or anything. Just wanted to give you some insight. Thank y'all, man, for listening, tuning in. And we'll definitely catch you next week with a brand new episode. From now on, every Monday, we'll be starting off with a new episode. The episodes every Monday. Every Monday. My days off from work, so I'm going to try to start piecing some time soon as I get up. Get the kids set up for school, ready for school, and be podcasting and bring it straight to you Monday mornings, right at 8 o'clock. It'll be to you about 9 o'clock. So, starting at 9, you'll be getting that KingCast straight to your phone, straight to wherever you listen to, on your streaming devices. And I appreciate it, man. Please, man, hit me up on Facebook, KingCast. Hit me up on Twitter, at KingCast, the KingCast. Short little episode, not too much, not too long, not too bad. Still a little rusty, you know what I'm saying? Had to pick it back up eventually next week. A little better podcast for you guys. But yeah, this is me, your boy, King Lex. Holler at you. Peace.